that my timing's off, but I can't move on if we're still gonna talk. Is it wrong for me to not want half? I want all of you, all the strings attached. Oh, I'm good at keeping my distance. I know that you're the feeling I'm missing. You know that I hate to admit it, but everything means nothing if I can't have you.
Chapter 2. Team up in Hosu. Prison break, villain escape. For a man who lived by unbending rationality and scoffed at circumstance, Aizawa Shota really was spectacularly unlucky as a hero. It was a normal afternoon in Hosu Precinct, Tokyo, which meant that there was a normal afternoon prison break on the Lower East Side, with villains spilling out into the streets in hordes. Less than incurable structural weakness or corruption, it was a notoriously underfunded prison loaded with too many B-level inmates that the city just hadn't gotten to relocating yet. That resulted in a prison break and escape probably once a month. Early afternoon on a Monday, summer sun bleaching the quiet residential streets, an explosion rocked the cityscape, and all registered heroes and sidekicks within a 10-mile radius suddenly received a slew of emergency media alerts from prison PR, requesting assistance in containing the escape and the resulting riot. The prison itself was located in a smaller neighborhood of Hosu, one that Shota happened to be wandering with Nemuri and Hizashi, stretching their legs after an unnecessarily big lunch and talking about anything but saving the world at large. Suddenly, his friends' phones began seizing uncontrollably at the exact same time. Nemuri squeaked and popped her phone out of her lacy brassiere, and Hizashi's gold-spiked atrocity flashed colors like a strobe light, blasting American mullet rock from the back pocket of his red skinny jeans. Hanging out with fully public, fully registered heroes was as close as Shota would get to being hooked into the social media grid. He had to admit it was convenient to mooch on their alerts if it was a larger situation, and Hizashi and Nemuri always loved the company, likely convinced that converting him to a public hero was a simple matter of exposure and socialization. It only took one set of puppy eyes instead of the usual two to get him to tag along this time, and he was rewarded, slash punished, with hoots and enthusiastic backslaps. The roundup money would certainly take care of the second bowl of beef yakisoba he shouldn't have had, and Eraserhead's work standards, pathetically low to start, had been crushed lower still by the drug-related events a few days previous. So, off they went to save the day. When they arrived, it instantly became clear why the PIN system was blowing the fuck up. There was a spectacular level of chaos around the smoking prison, as waves upon waves of villains of all sizes clambered, crawled, jumped, and flew out of the blackened wreckage of the south wall. There were only orange jumpsuits to differentiate who should be using their quirks and who technically shouldn't, as off-duty pro heroes converged from all sides in everything from hoodies and sneakers to full-body latex, and the smarter villains began tearing off the identifying cloth. Confusion quickly tripled in the smoke and rubble. There were so many teams, organized and disorganized, that more than one well-meaning hero probably got a foot to the face from the wrong side, and little arguments flared, further complicating the scene with ego. It was a mess. The hideous orange of the jumpsuits stung Shota's eyes after erasing time and time again to assist with takedowns, and the gritty smoke settling around the city's battleground wasn't helping the duration of his quirk. So, combined with the relentless screaming from a particular voice hero who habitually, nay, needily, guarded his back, and the fourth idiot pro stumbling into his extended reins, Shota only managed a few successful captures before resolutely begging off the whole situation. Focusing on the stragglers was by far the better idea than trying to make and keep any mark in this mob. He shouted to Nemuri and Hizashi, who were by that point too far away to do more than raise a hand in acknowledgement. But they knew he didn't do crowds, so it was easy math. Too many people, not enough eyes. This was not his scene. They'd meet up later. The young pro-hero slipped away from the chaos as soon as he could, keeping close to the walls of the innumerable concrete residential buildings. He started snagging runners left and right, zip-tying them to everything from drainage pipes to bike racks. He made sure to tuck his hero QR code cards into their jumpsuits for the Hosu Precinct Police to later scan and credit his account, even if the concept still made his skin crawl a bit. Although Shota hadn't left his apartment that day for anything more than lunch, this seemed like an unexpected break without any of the usual headache, like shooting fish in a barrel. Stealth capture was his specialty, after all. Ducking skillfully through alleyways and vaulting over dumpsters, Eraserhead was racking up metaphorical noodle bowls like a champ, and the containment was going well a few streets over. Which meant, of course, shit was about to spiral. The shit, as it were, was a villain with a morphological quirk, presenting as a vaguely humanoid pillar of dark liquid, and hard at work escaping over the identical tiered apartment rooftops. The quirk was related, at least in part, to enlargement, and Shota would be damned if this particular specimen wasn't the bulldozer that led the break and caused the enormous, wet-looking hole in the outer prison walls. Most importantly, as the unfortunate hero found out in his first few wrangling attempts, they were not solid. At all. Unsolid shit generally fucked up Shota's entire technique, because there was nothing to capture. Even with his hair furling upwards and his eyes burning, nothing changed in the villain's presentation, and Eraserhead's capture weapon just dragged through the purple-gray goop again and again, yanking at the stinging muscles in his shoulders and back as he just pissed the villain off. His highly uncooperative mark then began to howl and throw the goop, which, judging by the dirty hissing noise it made as a big hunk slapped down onto the rooftop beside him, was somehow caustic. It was just not a good matchup, and Shota was smart enough to realize when the tools didn't fit the job. So he dropped down and took shelter in an overhang. Time to regroup. Right as he hit his knees and fumbled his phone out of his utility belt to potentially text Mike or Midnight, hastily extrapolating the effect of the former's screams on a very angry semi-solid, he heard it. Aha! Looking to leave the prison party early? Not on my watch, villain! Shota tensed down to his toes. He knew the booming voice instantly, but wasn't able to resist peering around the corner of his hiding spot, his throat hitching unpleasantly. Pink fumes stirred malevolently in his chest, then chewed straight through his stomach as All Might touched down on the opposite rooftop with a snap of his floor-length cape. The big man was facing away from him, toward the villain, with his muscled legs braced wide and his calves looking like stupidly ripe melons in the cling of his streamlined yellow boots. Shota's eyes then purposefully shut, then opened again, though at a cautious squint. All Might's sculpted, latex-clad ass surely broke at least 3 indecency laws just by existing, and he inwardly begged the wind to stop whipping the damn cape around and letting the sun catch it like a fucking freshly waxed car. The wind did not listen, and Shota's mouth went painfully dry, the dangerous pink sloshing a little higher in his throat, pushing, suggesting, insisting. But no. He was on top of this. On top? Yes, please. He was keeping it clean. Condoms, of course. He, for instance, was definitely not imagining burying his face in that beautiful man and eating number one hero ass until something severe, possibly death, made him stop. Nope, not at all. Eraserhead knocked his goggles down over his eyes. A tired grimace tugging at his chapped lips. Fuck. He hated dust so much. But he hated his luck a little more, considering. A perfectly sunny day for hanging laundry, and look what you've done. What a mess. So inconsiderate. Good thing the people of this city have given me the authority to clean up your act. cheesy dialogue went in one ear and out the other, but in the grip of the dust, it had a siren call effect. Before he knew it, Shoto was half on his knees, not quite knowing how he had moved out from behind the wall. The villain chucked the better part of an insulation shaft in their general direction. All Might whipped around in a perfect contrapposto as he dodged it with a dab, ripped arms artfully splayed, and the two of them suddenly locked eyes across the rooftops. Time froze. Shota's heart practically stopped in his chest, squeezing, airless. All Might's mouth dropped open, pinprick blue eyes flaring dramatically as his cape fluttered in the cross breeze. Full shoujo manga panel spread. All that stupid shit. Then, because the villain didn't get the memo about freezing time and falling cherry blossoms, All Might was body slammed into a brick wall for his lapse in attention, and Shota cursed and scrambled back to the other side of the overhang, solidly hyperventilating. Previously, a good day. Now, very bad, and probably about to get worse. From the sound alone, a blow like that would have broken every bone in a human's body. But it wasn't easy to worry about someone like All Might, and Shota was born short on emotional energy. The young hero just leaned around the corner, breathing rough in his own ears, and stared and waited until he heard the laugh echoing out of the crater. All Might, little more than a shiny primary-colored blur, broke out of the wall at light speed, and the rooftops echoed with the announcement of some kind of smash. The two fought. All Might, who usually never came around for one of these small-time jailbreaks, but apparently chose now, in this hellish 4-week time space of drug fuckery, to grow a conscience about this particular part of town, seemed to have it well in hand. Eyes burning in his head, Shota weighed his options. Running versus staying. His guiding principles. Heroism versus cowardice versus rationality. The situation. Prison break and money. The situation at large. The pink pressure in his chest that was slowly creeping up his neck to strangle his drooling brain. And decided the only thing to do was leave. Shota couldn't do this. They couldn't do this. Even if he did get to touch All Might's perfect ass. But then came the shout. And Eraserhead, the hero, just couldn't run. Wait! The fire escape! He turned on a dime, and All Might, currently hanging off a piece of guttering, pointed to a section of wall collapsing from the earlier impact. It caved in slow motion, screws popping out of the old brick with metallic twangs as the structure shrieked in agony. Skin burning cold, Aizawa hitched himself to the opposite wall using a drainpipe, swung across the crumbling facade, and snagged the closest bars with his capture weapon as he passed. Grunting with the effort, he used the momentum of the swing to roll gracelessly over the lip of the nearest roof, and then heaved with his entire body to keep the fire escape from pitching into the street and onto two screaming civilians. "Little help," he eked out as soon as he had the breath. Shouldering several hundred pounds of metal via 2-inch-thick straps of carbon fiber was uncomfortably close to agony as his capture weapon sliced into his arms and shoulders, pinching about 15 different nerves. There was a slam and the sound of bending, scraping metal, and suddenly the inestimable pull on his capture weapon disappeared, throwing Shota forward onto his face. He hit on his hands and knees with a distant stinging sensation, and All Might's head popped up from the edge of the roof, bright bangs twanging. "I've secured it. Thank you for the assistance, hero. Please don't run off yet," All Might said, huge hands gripping into the concrete ridge and pulling his body up with the liquid ease of a gymnast. And Shota couldn't stop staring at the intricate bulge of his pectorals, to the point of turning and losing his balance and falling back on his ass. Luckily, he still had his goggles on, so the idiot wouldn't see how wide his eyes were. "This fight isn't over until these villains are back behind bars, and I would appreciate the help guiding them there, friend." The world-famous hero then flung himself off the building with a cheery grin and a salute, instantly back in the fray. Shota's numb fists were balled at his sides where he crouched on the roof. A myriad of mostly irritated, but highly confused and begrudgingly pink feelings banging around his adrenaline-rich body. You shouldn't be here, he wanted to say. This isn't your scene, your precinct, or even your pay grade. Or maybe, get the fuck out, this is my catch, even though I can't currently catch it. I need the money way more than you ever will. Shota had options, really, but he took the easiest one. He nodded silently at the ground, a nasty nervousness climbing up in his stuck throat. It was a situation. He was a hero. Heroes helped in situations, regardless of undesirable teammates and the lingering effects of compulsory aphrodisiacs. So, hastily uncoiling his capture weapon from the fire escape, Eraserhead helped, which mostly consisted of plank damage control, so there was still a neighborhood left at the end of this very daring battle. Whatever you do, don't touch me, he finally yelled, when All Might sped close enough, gone again the next second to catch another piece of wreckage flung by the villain. Eraserhead used his reins to deflect the smaller pieces, cursing under his breath and trying to save as many windows as he could. Why did these cheap, mass-produced apartment buildings always insist on floor-to-ceiling patio windows? Who liked that much sunlight anyway? It was stupid.
Was that?
He barely heard All Might's response, which was not a good sign. He probably shouldn't have spoken at all, but the threat was too present. It would be present until he managed to get in the nearest bullet train and flee to the opposite side of the city, as All Might, truthfully. So Shota steeled himself and sucked in the biggest breath he could, then puffed it out in shock as a scalding tree trunk arm locked around his shoulders, All Might's shining grin appearing 3 inches from his face.
What was that, my friend?
The heat of All Might's body soaked through him in an instant, like the burn of liquor down his throat. Shota went momentarily limp, his body choking on an engineered maelstrom of hormones that luckily hit All Might a split second later, so nobody dropped anybody on their head. Small favors.
What the shit?
Shota hissed, to no one in particular, as he staggered in place, skyline heaving in his vision alongside the distant din of explosions, and one very angry, very sloppy villain. He wanted nothing more than to throttle the evil makers of dust, or maybe the supersized doofus currently standing a foot taller than him with a slowly fading grin. Like he was just realizing he'd been tased in the dick as well. Eraserhead tore himself away from the man's divinely muscled grip with a tortured sound and put out a hand, as if trying to signal to his body not to explode instantaneously.
Too late. Too fucking late, he gasped out, pointing behind them at the villain.
His hand was already shaking.
Shit. You need to handle this fast, and I need to run.
The whole point of not touching was not triggering the dust. This was the absolute worst fucking time for the infamous sloppy seconds. He needed to put some distance in between them, the prison break, and, most importantly, these circling helicopters that were trying to report on every individual hero-villain scuffle in a 10-mile radius. The variables piled up in Shota's head, adding to one sum.
Shit. Shit, shit, shit!
He did not want to be on the front page of the Hooligan Heroes Morning Edition with his tongue down All Might's throat. Or worse, considering how fast he was heating up. His hand pressed at his aching, sweat-slick neck. Much, much worse.
Wait.
All Might protested sharply, catching the younger hero's arm as he turned to run. The grip severe. Burned through the cheap canvas sleeves of his jumpsuit, and Shota's knees went weak. The older hero's mouth dropped open, and he let go immediately, regarding his hand like it belonged to someone else. The pinprick blue of his eyes flared.
How will I know where you...
You'll know, he interrupted, turning with a scrape of his boots and officially hauling ass.
Wait,
All Might called again, voice hard,
What's your name?
Ignoring the parting question, Shota dropped down to street level in an uncoordinated tumble of arms and elbows, using his reins and a canvas overhang and nearly twisting an ankle as he hit the street running, boots slapping the concrete even faster than his racing heart. He ran and swung as fast as he could, cutting over every few streets. Dust bunnies had an uncanny sense of where their partners were, which might have explained how this clusterfuck was happening at all when considering the pure square mileage of the Hosu precinct. He wasn't worried about being found. With the veteran hero's mile-high vantage point, All Might would be able to see him immediately and draw even with him in the very next heartbeat, so it was Shota's job to get as far away as his measly human body could manage in the time given. As the young hero ran, he thought, so many pro heroes make it through their entire careers just glimpsing the sparkle of All Might's perfect blue ass from afar. Why couldn't he be more like them? Why couldn't he have fallen into a drug-induced fuckfest with literally anyone else? The amorphous acid villain back there, for example. Anyone! Fuck me! Fuck this! Fuck him, his hot pink brain added helpfully. Fuck everything, literally, with your fucking coked-out dick. Then, mid-stride, a huge something slammed into his back, and Shota's foot simply failed to connect with the ground. The next second he was flying, air knocked out of his chest. Shota clutched the big arm hooked around his middle and ducked his head against the punishing sting of his hair whipping at his goggles and cheeks as they careened through the air. A hard instant later, his miserable stomach bounced on a yoke and his bones shook as All Might made a stupid three-point landing, the whiplash alone crushing Shota over the hero's arm and knocking him breathless again. My goodness, that was, not the best landing. I apologize. What were you saying earlier? Are you all right, my friend? Shota wheezed in response, rolling bonelessly onto the very hard ground with stars in his eyes and a beautiful, horrible, hot imprint of All Might's arm across his sides and belly. Then, clearly concerned, the older hero was foolish enough to lean over him. Eraserhead's real answer, the answer the dust gave him, was immediately yanking All Might down by his stupid 80s-style collar and deliciously shoving his tongue in his mouth, because professional courtesy. There was no further discussion. Without a survival instinct left in his body other than the propagation of the species, Shota groaned in painful relief as the huge hero fell upon him without preamble and kissed frantically at the naked length of his neck, dinner plate hands fumbling his capture weapon and goggles off and scooping possessively under his arched back. Shota's head bumped and scraped a little on the concrete. The underground hero pried an eye open, at least some part of him absolutely terrified that they had somehow ended up making out in the middle of the prison break. Above them, an overhang and a canvas of perfectly blue sky. There was a freestanding water heater, a line of laundry waving gently in the summer air, a few potted plants to their left, and any explosions sounded very far away. No deep rattle of helicopters hovering, no prying newscasters. That was enough. So Shota turned his full, starving attention to the panting mess of muscle on top of him, who had apparently skipped the portion of the dust fugue where he could still speak and went straight to losing his fucking mind. All Might had him pinned flat to the concrete and was kissing him like he was trying to consume the underground hero's literal soul, and he was very into it. Shota was, in fact, physiochemically incapable of not being into it, so he moaned violently into All Might's mouth and seized the back of his head, tangling his fingers in the older hero's back-swept blonde hair. It was wiry and damp to the touch, and the sensation mixed beautifully with the drag of the slick supersuit fabric on his goose-pimpled skin and the crush of his groin against the scalding lead pipe that was the number one hero's cock. He arched into all of it, painfully fucking ready for the upcoming mistake. In that messy moment, Eraserhead was so happy he could die, as long as he could come first. Or come to death. Either or. No preference.
He squinted internally.
A hell of a drug.
Then All Might broke their breathless tangle to rear back and tear the front of Shota's cheap black jumpsuit open with a single terrifying twitch of his meaty fists. Famous grin eerily hard. It shredded like tissue paper. Shota yelped hoarsely like he should be afraid the second before he realized he had very good reasons to be afraid. Then their lips were locked again, dragging his brain back down into his trembling body and rock-hard dick. Oh, fuck. Eraserhead grit out between increasingly rough kisses, tongue numb, barely hearing himself, even though clearly he was trying to get something important through his own thick skull. Oh, fuck, you're huge. You're a very, very large man. You are... Uh-oh. Oh, no. Shit. The realization was like a bucket of cold water on an overheated nuclear core. Maybe it didn't solve the real problem, but the steam and the sound definitely got his attention. This was fucking All Might they were talking about. The same one that bounced back out of a crater made with his own body and had the kind of strength to lift a falling fire escape with one hand. Shota did not like those odds. His dick liked those odds, but his dick was stupid and needed to shut up long enough to let him think, because there was quite the chance that All Might had gotten a larger than usual dose of dust after passing out with his head right next to the damn gas canister, and that was not good. At all. On a lot of levels. On the deepest level of all, however, Shota knew he was at a huge disadvantage in this particular situation. Larger still than the 7-foot man pinning him to the roof, it had a lot more to do with who he was and what he liked. In sum, how relentlessly fucked up he was and how dust gave him approximately zero reasons to hold back and be sane, and how that could easily be deadly, considering Fate's superpowered choice in fuckmates. Joy. It took precious time and no small amount of maneuvering, but Shota did the only thing he could think of to control the situation. Panting and grunting with the sheer physical effort it took to redirect All Might's supersized advances. Every time the man's huge hands seized his naked sides and tried to grapple him back into a fuckable position, Shota's ribs creaked viciously from the pressure, and adrenaline surged under his skin afresh, painting him into a bundle of hot and cold and pressure and want and fear. Internally, the bigger struggle was keeping his head straight and denying those advances on any level when all he wanted to do was get his ass mercilessly fucked into the ground. And All Might seemed very, very intent on doing just that. Villainously, almost. Still, Shota dutifully flipped and pushed and struggled until he was protectively face down on the concrete. Even then, the older hero managed to get one hand shoved into the remnants of his jumpsuit, fingers luckily tangling in the shredded portion, and immediately fell atop his back with a deeply frustrated grunt. It was meant to put the younger hero at an advantage, at least as to pacing and access, but Shota hadn't expected the muscled crush of All Might's preposterously hot body to devastate him so soundly. Nor had he calculated the thick cock wedged as far into the cleft of his ass as was humanly possible while still clothed. Very, very big man, he surmised, as he pushed shamelessly into the pressure, heat violently gushing up his neck, even bigger from underneath. Shota groaned brokenly, pulled in a million directions, and deliciously trapped by his own plan. All Might's breath was hot and hectic in his ear as the enormous hero rutted haphazardly against his ass, his one free hand braced on the underlying concrete tight enough to crack it. As the fissure branched and spread underneath their bodies, audibly crackling, fear crawled down Shota's back in a mirroring spiderweb of chills. But then the jerking pressure of All Might's rutting forced his own hips forward, and Shota slapped the ground as his aching cock jolted over All Might's calloused palm in his jumpsuit. An anguished noise escaped his clenched teeth. Oh, but it felt good. The weight of the hero's body atop his was insanely satisfying, as was the rhythmic push of his cock as it was crushed between the sweat-slick planes of his stomach, and the man's hand. Shota, as a rule, liked a little pain, and dust made him like a whole lot more, which only worsened his ability to gauge the physical danger of the situation. And he knew that. Somewhere, deep down, he knew that. But mostly Shota knew he needed to come and fast in order to break the circuit, bring this whole mess down a notch, and avoid serious bodily harm. Spreading his legs wider with a strained grunt, sweat pouring down his aching and exposed sides, Shota braced the toes of his boots against the rooftop and desperately, dirtily humped the hand in his pants, now slick with sweat and pre-cum, but not so much that the calluses didn't trash the swollen length of his cock, forcing moan after moan out of him. He may have yelled when All Might locked his free arm under his neck and sharply licked the back of his ear, which only made him rock his hips harder, hands yanking and slapping at every bit of the man he could reach. The scalding pink feeling rose higher and higher, choking, promising. The last straw was a particularly hard push of All Might's cock against his ass, and a victorious exhalation that burned the back of the young hero's neck beneath his tangled hair, practically a growl. Vision whiting, Shota bit down on All Might's armored forearm as he jerked and came hard with a pathetic whine, spilling over the big hand underneath him and thrashing and scrabbling at the concrete. Shit, shit, shit! Fuck you! You're awful! Shit! After that, his poor, stupid body just gave up for at least 5 seconds. No air, no movement, no heartbeat, no nothing. Just steaming, hollowed-out pink emptiness. Distantly, Shota could feel his feet twitching, but somehow he still groaned hoarsely as All Might's wet mouth closed over his neck, with another velvety sound of want, kissing and biting, forcing hot shivers down his entire wrung-out body. Normally, it would have been too intimate for him, much less for a dust bunny hookup, but Shota was currently fucked out of his mind with stars popping in his eyes. So, standards. But the standards had risen now. And though he was still crushed beneath the world's favorite pro, for the first time in 10 minutes, he could actually complete a thought. And his first clear thought was this. Your turn, asshole. With a truly heroic effort, he managed to roll over, and All Might immediately pinned him with more kisses, decidedly gentler, toned down by breaking the circuit, but still effortlessly bruising, as only All Might could be. His big hands clenched into the sleeves and front remains of Eraserhead's jumpsuit and pulled relentlessly, like the veteran hero was trying to strip him and hold him at the same time. Shota tried to rally, to struggle up onto his knees and avoid being pinned again, but the deep, surprisingly sensuous push of the man caught him up again and again. It made a stupid kind of sense, as All Might probably spent half his time rescuing and kissing damsels. But that did little to excuse the way Shota's eyelids fluttered and his heart pounded with every pass of his hot mouth. More than anything, he wanted to sink into the older hero's utterly ripped arms and body and just disappear. Give in to the exhaustion of such a hard scrabble orgasm and just stop fighting. Then, his well-trained, methodical mind cracked the hot pink shell, and he, angry Shota, 1 out of 5 on cooperativity, Eraserhead, the bad roommate, and the guy who spent half his patrol in dumpsters, came back, teeth bared and tapping his imaginary watch. Would you just fucking quit for a second? That's not gonna do the job, Shota finally blurted out, leveraging elbows and knees to get just an inch of distance between them. All Might wasn't listening, instead looping one arm around his waist and kissing Shota's neck with a faint, needy groan, erection wedged against his thigh as he grasped at the slope of his bare chest with a messy hand. Shota's eyes crossed, but he pretended they didn't. He was in control. He was so in control. He couldn't actually come again, could he? So soon? It was dust, after all. But now was not the time to find out. Shit. His job. He had a job to do, which was primarily staying alive and getting through this sneeze. Get up, you idiot. On your knees. Come on. I'm actually trying to save the day here, if you'll just let me breathe.
Eraserhead glanced over his shoulder and, doing the math, backed fully into the nearby overhang, yanking at the man's stupid cape to force him to follow. Maybe it was something about All Might kneeling in front of him once they were both safely out of sight, hazy-eyed with his cock straining against the fabric of his suit. But Shota temporarily lost consciousness. When he came to, he had bent, hands dug into the meat of the man's sculpted ass, and was sucking wetly at the hot bulge with an open mouth. The plastic sting of the latex blend on his tongue was somehow making him hard again. A fact as awful and painful as it was incredible. The underground hero only realized what the fuck he was doing, which was lavishly licking the length of All Might's trapped cock flat against the steely ripple of his perfect abs, with absolutely zero chill, nearly skinning his forehead on the man's trademark belt buckle, when a hand came to cup his head, kinking into his tangled hair and pushing. Want erupted in Shota's bruised chest like an avalanche, so breathtaking he forgot to admonish himself for being so fucking gay, and instead just sucked harder, making a guttural noise of want. Above him, All Might groaned sharply and made his goddamn awful day.
Please.
A sharp breath. Rough.
God. Please.
The desperation and brutal scrape of the older hero's voice sent shivers down Shota's back. At that moment, combined with the huge, hot hand on the back of his neck, it was like a fucking papal blessing to do what he wanted to do. What Shota wanted to do from the first second he'd seen the man's newest red geometric suit in last month's Hero Weekly was suck his fucking cock dry. Maybe since he hit puberty, really, but he wasn't thinking about that at all. He was on it. As a kind of clothing revenge math, Shota found absolutely nothing wrong with reaching for his utility belt and fumbling out a wickedly sharp caltrop, then plucking the sticky blue of All Might's suit far enough away from his skin to slash it across the front, wrecking it, and however many taxpayer dollars worth of textile research. It shredded graphically under the pressure of trying to contain the sheer girth of the man's body, the tear jumping halfway around his torso. All Might gasped, and maybe so did Shota, as his cock flexed in the open air. Tanned skin at the older hero's exposed abdomen and hips gleaming with sweat, muscles twitching faintly. Shota's heart jumped into his throat, dry eyes wide. Oh, he was doing this. Condom, he thought sharply, well-trained enough that his hand made it to his back right utility pack, affectionately known as the Not Again pack, before freezing there. He clenched his eyes shut. No way in hell he had something big enough to fit this. It was fucking All Might. He didn't carry All Night condoms in his damn pack because he wasn't ever planning on fucking All Might. Surprise, surprise. His options dwindled with lightning speed, and finally Shota just gave himself the biggest middle finger he could and surrendered. He looked at it this way. Something was deeply wrong with the order of the universe if the wholesome, virtuous, safety-first All Might had anything worth wrapping up, and that was something his soul would have to confront at a later date anyway, which would only come if they survived this sneeze. So Shota wet his lips and shoved it in his mouth, and wow. A heartfelt, idiotic groan immediately shook his chest and vibrated the massive shaft, stretching his mouth wide, hands greedily groping for a better hold at the base of the older hero's scalding cock. Shota wasn't supposed to enjoy bad, hasty decisions quite so much, but this was an accomplished fellatio's fucking dream. He practically swooned as he worked his tongue along the swollen head of him, tingles dripping down the back of his neck, chest tight. He leaned in, taking in more, unable to get enough of the hard, velvety pressure against the roof of his mouth, or the insane heat that only dust could produce. There was a cracking sound above him,
And Shota surfaced just long enough to see All Might drive the fingers of his right hand into the concrete of the wall behind them. Torso and shoulders knotted like he was trying to hold up a falling bridge. The hero's other hand, no longer on the back of Shota's head, was gripping his own leg atop his bulging quad, barrel chest heaving with quick, uneven breaths. Then, All Might jerked his hips forward like he couldn't help it, and Shota moaned instantly. All Might pressed harder, and Shota leaned in more, swallowing against the push of his cock with a graphic squelch, and things very quickly degraded. He wasn't supposed to give this beautiful Adonis monster any bit of leverage, but he fucked up, mostly because he was fucked up. He could only lean into the quickening thrust of the man's cock into his mouth, grabbing his tensed, perfect ass to help steady the rhythm, and groaning loudly all the while. When he stopped groaning, it was only because he couldn't breathe. But unfortunately, he was into that shit, too. Review. Reasons Aizawa Shota, underground hero and dedicated cock slut, should not be left to his own wants or be in charge of drug-induced fucks in any way. His kinks made him a spectacularly bad dust candidate overall, he thought, as he willfully pressed All Might punishingly deep into his mouth, belly jumping in ecstasy as he choked, hard and fast and fluttering. It was probably a miracle he survived his first sneeze, and it was clear that he should have been putting a little more thought into surviving this one. But then the blissful prickle of oxygen deprivation warped his vision and physical orientation, and his world narrowed to the hot, slick push and pull of the man's cock deep in his mouth. He gagged once, throat clicking harshly around the unforgiving pace and push of it, but he was well trained enough to relax into the assault and found his rhythm on the next thrust, straining even closer to the golden fuzz dusting the man's tanned skin at the base of his cock. Shota's eyes, no longer dry for the tears gathering along his lashes, lost focus as blackness encroached on his tilted vision. His body fuzzed out in gray static, hands and head numb. He felt nothing but the quickening rhythm of All Might's cock in his throat and the incessant throb of his own erection below. Really? Again? He gripped it clumsily, just to be sure, and then kept squeezing because, yes! Just when he was weaving on his knees, half gone, All Might pulled back, one massive hand torqued tight around the base of his cock. Spit spilled down Shota's red lips and chin. Oxygen returned in a heady, tingling rush, explosive. He gasped for air, vision sparking white at the edges, but All Might worked a hand into the tangle of his wet hair and, thumbing his mouth open wider, pushed in again with a deep, dangerous sound of savoring. Shota melted in every way, hands fluttering closed, and let All Might do whatever the fuck he wanted, with only the most distant hopes that he would survive it. Hulling him higher on his knees with nothing more than a hand in his hair, All Might fucked his mouth with a punishing rhythm. Then, faltering, he pumped faster in a frantic stutter before shoving his cock in as deeply as he could and holding himself there with a deep growl, fisting the sweat-soaked hair at the base of his neck so tightly he couldn't move. Too far gone to struggle or even choke, Shota took it and held it, vaguely aware of his nose brushing damp skin as the blackness closed in and he floated, still and timeless in the fog. An eternity away, he was released. All Might had jerked away with an anguished noise, pulling out amid a mouthful of hot spit. All of it was distant and painted in murky grays as Shota collapsed against the huge hero, sucking in that first sweet breath with a harshness that bent his echo of a body in half. Relief flooded his every cell, cold and white and sparking along his abused nerves. His mouth opened soundlessly as that feeling doubled down and dug its honeyed claws into his gut. And he fucking came again, with his hand brutally clenched around the raw head of his cock, barely spattering the concrete as every part of him tensed and fluttered and burned with barely more pleasure than pain. convulsive. It took Shota a full minute to pull his pieces back together with every wet, rasping gulp of air. When he came to, coughing, his shaking hands were grasping at the big body in front of him, one anchored to All Might's tight ass and the other, hectically, automatically pulling at the man's desperately hard, dripping cock. He was half shocked at his own expertise or simple dedication. Shota shuddered and slumped further against the man's heat, pressing his sweat-slick forehead to All Might's exposed hip as he stroked and breathed and breathed and existed. Above him, All Might's breath hitched, coming faster, and his thighs began to shake. The guiding rhythm became erratic, sharp, and Shota finally woke, abruptly surfacing from the subspace heaven of having his face fucked. The stupefied young hero crashed back down to a sore throat, legs and ass aching from crouching, and his knees grinding in agony on the concrete. Amazingly keen, considering the situation, he also remembered the last time when All Might finished at the warehouse, and he fucking mobilized. Shota didn't want or like that kind of choking, thank you. So he quickened his pace and roughly pumped All Might's slippery cock with a numb hand until the man spasmed, doubling, and forcing his fist into the wall in a shower of concrete chips. He snarled with a gnash of his perfect white teeth and cum splattered the wall, catching and spraying on Shota's fist. It was hot, too much not to fucking stare. But Shota's first distant thought was the equivalent of a nasty sophomoric chortle and a pointed finger. Graffiti! Defacement of public property! You broke the law, asshole! Then it was over as suddenly as it began, and the last of the haze cleared from Shota's mind and body, drained clean. He breathed freely for the first time in recent memory, and gratefully accepted every twinge from his abused throat as beautiful proof of life. His mind buzzed on pause. Together, yet separately, tangled against a now filthy wall on the east side of Hosu, the two men struggled for air, sweat coursing down their faces as the last of the pink hiss faded into memory and bruises, leaving them stunned and anchorless. Unable to do more than sit and pull in air, Shota blinked up at the savior of the world, practically unknown to him as of just a week ago, but now panting above him in a supremely indecent position. All Might staggered pitifully when he tried to move and leaned heavily on the wall over Shota, barrel chest shaking as he clutched his face. Between the clawed fingers, his expression was just short of anguished, and his breath stuttered wetly against his hand, shallow and fast. For a second, it felt intimate, maybe even difficult, and Shota felt caught. He shut his numb mouth, whirled so quiet he could hear the pulse in his ears, slow as his body came down from excruciating heights of adrenaline and lust. What was this? If he never wanted this to happen again, the answer was clear. It was an opening. So he fucking ran. Raw, battered body jolting painfully into the present moment. Shota heaved himself between the man's spread legs, sliding on the dusty concrete, and yanking his torn jumpsuit closed with his hand as he did so. Quickly snatching up his reins and his goggles with his free, sticky hand, he hauled ass towards the edge of the roof and didn't look back. Holding his breath out of instinct and injury, he flung his body off into the air and mentally reached with his capture weapon, legs windmilling madly, heart pounding, and cursed his luck as hard as he possibly could. "Wait!" came the cry from afar, hoarse with urgency. A clang, probably an enormous fist hitting something. "Wait, damn it! Who? What's your name? Hey!" "Nope," Shota muttered to himself through his locked jaw, obscenely aware of the pull of drying spit smeared around his mouth. He yanked himself around a corner and ricocheted into a small alley with his body cramped around his reins. Dry eyes painfully wide. "Nope, nope, fucking nope!" So, following the smallest and dirtiest of alleys like the path of a river, he escaped. All Might followed as soon as he'd presumably found a way to contain his dick without any help from his suit. But that little engineering issue had given Shota enough time to double back and hide in an overhang a few blocks away, flush to the ceiling in a slapdash harness of reins and his arms. He couldn't beat the man in speed. Nobody could. But All Might was used to a bird's-eye view of the city, and didn't know how to look around in the weeds of the alleyways, which was Eraserhead's core hunting ground. Holding his breath with an insane amount of difficulty, considering the beating his throat had just taken, Shota shoved a hand over his filthy mouth and flinched as he heard a trash can clatter, somehow reluctant to imagine the shining hero kicking public property in frustration or anger. Dust, he thought again, through the ringing in his ears, was a hell of a drug. He hung there for at least 10 minutes, long enough to ensure that his unfortunate problem was well and truly gone. Then Eraserhead lowered himself down with his reins like a pulley system, his arms shaking uncontrollably. All of the pain and scrapes made themselves known with a vengeance as the adrenaline drained from his body and sucked the golden, invincible glow from his skin. Nasty and deep, the real ache set in, and Shota knew he was probably going to be black and blue for weeks. He wouldn't be surprised if he'd cracked a rib, honestly, or pulled a muscle in his damn throat. Worth it, he thought seedily, then mentally smacked himself. Shota deftly steered himself away from thinking about All Might, because he didn't think he'd ever run away from a sneeze before. It wasn't considered polite, and Shota didn't even consider it decent. But he also didn't think he'd ever seen someone go so off the rails under the influence of the drug, even with sloppy seconds. So he told himself that All Might had faced down far larger things than a little confusion, a little discomfort, a ruined suit. He would be fine, laughably so. And it was All Might's fault for touching him in the first place. It also wasn't Shota's place to worry about the big hero. Not really. Shit happened. At least someone got some great head out of it, right? Sighing miserably, the young underground hero gave up trying to hold his torn, stained jumpsuit together and slumped bonelessly against a dumpster. Because whatever, it fit. His hands were shaking, his wrecked body coming down in little jerks and twitches and pinches. So, distracting himself, he checked his phone. Hey, Shota, you good? Shobo, where are you? It's over. How many did you bag? Etc., etc. And relaxed minutely, stretching out his neck. It looked like the cell towers were back online at least. He glanced over the messages and absently pressed at his neck and chest to see if there was any broken skin or anything he had to fix before Nemuri and Hizashi caught sight of him and demanded to know who had stripped him and beat him to shit and he had to lie and say it wasn't All Might coked out on dust. Shota tried not to linger on possibilities. Just like any hero who had a vested interest in staying sane but continuing to throw themselves into danger for their life's work. But it was impossible not to imagine how wrong it could have gone. He shivered, head in his grimy hands. He was lucky to still have his dick, considering. Part of the lure behind imagining they would never meet again was avoiding the purely animal urgency of the second hookup, devoid of the slow creep of the initial inoculation, and the guaranteed lapses in planning and judgment it brought. If All Might came at him like that again, full fuck machine without a word to spare, Shota didn't know if he could deal. As much as his mind knew that he couldn't take that kind of cock in a dust haze, unprepared, and live to tell the tale, the hot pink hiss in his veins was exquisitely at peace with how he was going to die. He cursed under his breath, head pounding. So Shota made up his mind. Again, like it would really stick this time. Just avoid the guy, right? Even if the symbol of peace asked him to help with a situation, some other hero could do it. Shota would run, just like today, but before the epically mismanaged blowjob. Easy. If only All Might hadn't started looking for him, it would have all been so very easy.